welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. We are back again with Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'm Julia.
And I'm Donna.
I'm not sure we always introduce ourselves.
We don't.
At the beginning of the podcast, but we think our loyal listeners are beginning to know our voices and know which of us is which.
And I'm the goofball.
I can be a goofball too.
But, yeah. Okay.
We both take turns at being goofballs.
Yeah, we're both good at it.
We are. But, you know, we have a lot of fun when we are doing this farm stuff. Today we're going to talk about the rainfall we've had lately in central Illinois, at least in east central Illinois, where we are. We have had an enormous rainfall over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, just from Saturday night until about Tuesday and a little bit beyond, we had over 7 inches of rain here.
So over about 4.5 days.
And some areas around us had even more than that. I think Charleston, some people were saying around 9.
And that is just a lot of rain in a short amount of time for the land to absorb.
Yeah, there's really nowhere for it to go.
So we've had flash flood warnings.
Yeah.
And our creek has run pretty high during this. And we've also had to manage some of that. And that's why we're calling this episode Embracing the Rain.
Right.
Because we've found that we have to take the rain. There's nothing to do about
it. And we need it. We need some rain.
We do.
For a lot of different reasons. Not just to water the crops, but for other reasons.
And we collect some of that excess runoff from the roof and the greenhouse roof.
Mm-hmm. We have rain barrels around.
I believe we have three.
We have three right now, two at the garden and then one by the potager bed.
And we have a plan to add at least two more.
Right.
So
you can never have enough.
You can never have enough because we will hit a dry spell.
We will. Yep.
Without
we'll be glad to have it.
We will, because dry helps tomatoes in some way.
Yeah, it does. I mean, when it's too wet, and that's what we're dealing with now, and those of you who have listened for a while know that we've had some battles with our garden this year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had hail, we've had flood, we've had wind, we've had groundhogs, we've had bunnies.
Pretty much anything that Mother Nature can dream up has been happening around our garden.
But we're not giving up.
Absolutely not. We are not quitters.
We are not quitters. And, you know, the tomatoes are doing very well right now. Today it was pretty close to 100 degrees and they are looking pretty good. We still have a few that we may lose that had gotten flooded out last week. But I think they might snap out of it.
And I believe you said that you plan for extra.
I always do. Yeah. Because I know, as a gardener, you know you can't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And there's always challenges and you just have to be ready for those. And you can't just sit around and whine about it. You just plan for it and go with it.
Whining is not going to change
it's
anything
not.
About the weather.
It's just going to make you feel worse.
Right. And I think even back in January, you were planning for
right.
the potential that you would lose.
I would lose to something, to an animal, to flood, to hail. I didn't really think so much about the hail that we had this year, but it can happen. And it did this year. But we're good. We had different people that offered us plants. And I still had some in reserve because I never plant everything at once because I know better.
Right. And that is the voice of an experienced gardener in planning for every eventuality that you can and having some extra, not planning everything at once. And as you, our listeners, are planning gardens or flower gardens even, you can think about that and what might possibly happen and how you want it to be down the road.
Yeah, and even with, I have tons of seed. It's really kind of funny because when I think of something like, oh, I think maybe I want to plant some nasturtium. So I go to my nice little box, which this is really bizarre, but I found the best place to keep our seeds are in ammo boxes.
As in ammunition boxes.
Yeah, just plastic ammo boxes. As wait until they're on sale.
Bullets?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so you're saying you store seeds in bullet boxes.
I do.
Why? And
because they stay nice and dry. They stay cool. I leave them in the basement. They're watertight. And I haven't lost seeds since I started storing. And I'll save seeds for 2 or 3, 4 years sometimes.
And those are viable seeds because you have kept them
well. Right, because they've been kept dry and cool, and that's what they like. So I just go find one of my ammo boxes, which really sounds kind of strange because there's really seeds in there, not ammunition.
And you could disguise them in there too.
You could. And just find what I want. But we always seed save. So I do save seed from everything, from marigolds, from... So in the fall, I'll go around and start collecting. And so I always have that backup plan. And those are usually just in a gardening cabinet. Those don't make it to an ammo box. But I always have like 2 or 3 plans of what if this fails. Or right now we're in the process of transitioning garden from cool weather crops to warmer weather crops like zucchini, squash, beans, those kinds of things. So I just go to my trusty little ammo box, or I have 5 of them right now. One is a very large. It's the largest one that I could find. I'd like to have some more of those. And they're full of seeds. And it's so cool to just go find what you want.
Nice. Very nice. And those are a relatively inexpensive way to secure your seeds and save them in a good environment.
Yeah. So far, that's worked very well for us. And I've tried different jars, a lot of different things.
So the best thing is an ammo box.
For us, it is, yeah.
So during some of these past very heavy rains, we've tried to, instead of just fighting against that and sitting around grousing about it's raining, it's pouring, what's it doing to the garden, we can't be outside doing things, we've tried to maximize that time, and that's something that you hear us talking about over and over. Is maximizing the time. So there are several things that we've tried to accomplish while it's pouring down rain outside.
And really, we accomplish things that we wouldn't normally this time of the year, because this is a super busy time for us with the market and, lots of things going on. So.
And we get caught up with a lot of outdoor projects. So sometimes I even wonder if maybe God sends us those days of rain in consecutive order to make us slow down.
Make us slow down a little bit. Because as you know, we had this crazy corn crib adventure.
Oh my. And if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to episode 19 and 20. You will shake your head.
And
I'm
think
sure.
We're maybe a little bit crazy. But we're getting a really cool area. I'm so excited. Right now we're I'm doing some landscaping, so that's fun.
Oh my. It is really coming together out there.
We are
so excited about the corn crib and that area of the property.
But that has taken a lot of time, and so, you know, we have a lot of product stuff that we don't grow. Julia is writing a book.
I am, and I am full on into the editing phase right now. This is the upcoming book about finding relationship and community in the context of the farmers market, and really having the rain and just clearly not being able to work outside when I'm home in the evening or early morning, I've been trying to use that time to edit on that.
Because that's a difficult thing for you to get even a half an hour at a time.
It truly is. And then another thing that we've taken advantage of that time is with making jam.
Yeah.
We have several varieties of jam that we make and offer at the farmer's market.
And we grow a lot of the fruit here, but one of the things that we did last weekend is we went shopping.
And, you know, that's something that we can do in the rain.
Yeah, we can do that in the rain. And we don't get a chance to do that very often. And we're very particular, especially Julia, is very particular about the ingredients that we use.
Indeed.
So it's not like we just run to Walmart or a local grocery store and pick up whatever. We have to go to specific stores and get specific brands. If we don't grow it here, we are very particular about what we do use.
I really strive to use the most pure ingredients possible that have no additives. Something you'll hear in a future podcast is our stance on the use of chemicals and how we try to reduce that in our lives. And I just really want pure, wholesome ingredients in any of the products that we offer.
Right. Something that you recognize. Not anything that doesn't need to be in there. If it's strawberries, then it should just be strawberries.
Exactly. And that pure flavor is what I believe keeps customers coming back.
Yeah. It just improves the quality. And we're not going to feed the world.
No.
We're not going to be a mega store. We're not going to be anything like that because that's not what we're about.
I really feel like our niche is serving those single people,
yeah,
small families, maybe a couple, who just want small but high quality portions of food products.
Yeah, and I think that's really where we're starting to see that's our niche. We're doing smaller jams. People are buying that up. This week we introduced a red raspberry
seedless. Yes.
Yeah, I took all the seeds out, by the way.
And how'd you do that? With tweezers?
Yes. Uh-huh. Every one of them.
Okay, so the truth really is, it was nearly seedless, and she used a Juice Master.
Okay, I used a Juice Master. Okay.
But truly.
I still did it, though.
Absolutely, you did. And that is another way that we are trying to maximize time. Donna was able to take a chunk of time during her day, usually in the hot afternoon or when it was raining.
Usually when I would be in the garden. And this week, since it was raining, I was inside.
And she juiced that all, and we used a raspberry puree. And then when I got home, I made
jam. That sounds like a raspberry beret.
Yes, we should take
a moment.
Makes
me want to sing.
And honor Prince.
We should.
Or the artist formerly known as Prince.
Right.
But that's how we're trying to maximize our time and really take advantage of even a rainy day. And we have learned, sometimes the hard way, that you just have to accept the weather as it comes.
Yeah, we can't control that. And being a control freak, I will tell you, you know, that's kind of a challenge for me sometimes. And I'm dumb enough to go out there and do stuff in the rain, but that's not good for my plants. I don't want to stir up any kind of fungus or anything like that.
Sometimes we do just have to take that step back and think of working off the other task list and things that we can do to get that done.
Or for that matter, maybe just relax a little bit.
What?
I know, that's so bizarre.
Oh, that's not even in our repertoire.
But it's a good thing to do when you embrace the rain.
It is.
It's one option.
It is an option. And honestly, a very good option. So our challenge to you, our faithful listeners, is to embrace the rain and embrace the downtime that you are offered by the weather.
If you would think about it when you're listening to this, if you would just send us a little note or a message or something so that, are we just talking to ourselves?
It feels like it someday.
Is anyone really listening to us? So
is anyone out
those
there?
Of you who have given us some feedback, we appreciate it. It doesn't have to be positive. If you have some suggestions, we'll take that.
Suggestions, questions, critiques. We want to make this podcast better. and we want to serve you, our tribe.
Right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.